Well, it's a pleasure to welcome Phil Gardner back to MSU today for his annual visit. That must mean the Recruiting Trends survey is out, the 49th, in fact, that Michigan State University has authored. It's the nation's largest annual look, basically, at the job market for college grads. Phil, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Russ. It's always good to be here. I know what time of the year it is when I get to see you.
That's
again.
Right. Always a pleasure to talk about this with you. So, and summarize kind of the state of the job market for this year's college grads.
Well, it's much better than I expected. I thought going into this market, with the kind of the things we were hearing about the economy that were bringing some of their darker clouds in, global economics, tariffs, the Institute for Supply Management's indexes were down, and stuff that I thought that there'd be a little more caution in the labor market, so we'd come down. Last year it came down some, and we needed it to because the supply-demand was so out of skew with the demand so out of balance with the amount of students we could graduate. But it seems that employers were a little more confident this year than I, or hadn't, the economy really hadn't caught up with them yet. It's still too far away from them. So they were making decisions to hire, particularly at the associate and bachelor's level. It's really those two that are driving this market, a lot of emphasis on those two degrees. But they're, and so saying that, we have details about where the growth is and everything, but there's also be some caution we have to watch at, look at, just so we don't get caught unaware if something should turn down.
What is some of the caution, Phil?
Well, the basic thing is we'd seen the last 2 years, we've seen salaries, employers really jump on salaries, and that dropped off noticeably, the number of employers that are going to increase salaries. That's a caution, because if they're going to retrench on salaries, they're not going to, they don't want to over invest in labor if they have to pull it back. There's some degree substitutions going on. I mean, I've got preliminary working numbers that for every employer that's decreasing in one MBA position, they're hiring like 1.5 to 1.75 bachelor students. I haven't been able to look too much about the associate's market, but they're even benefiting more from degree substitutions. That means that employers are willing to hire labor, but they're not going to get, they're going to move down so it's not as costly. We see some of the...
What about majors and industries
Majors are in good shape. I mean, the biggest employer out there, group out there, are employers that are seeking all majors. They're really pervasive, and they seem to be looking for everywhere for talent. And then you follow the same folks. I mean, your engineering and computer science are strong, though there are some weak spots there in engineering, because in manufacturing, which is important, we see some weaknesses, though overall manufacturing is up because certain subsectors like defense and food processing are way up. But autos is iffy. They didn't report a lot of, because I don't know if they knew what they're going to do. And we, when they answered the survey, there wasn't a strike at that time at GM, but they probably had inklings that things were going to be disruptive in the on the labor side, so they were really hesitant to respond. But major wise, we just see a good market. This labor market is really different in structurally in one important way. Usually, when you think of college campuses, you think, okay, the leaders are going to be engineering, business, and computer science. And true, they are important. But the real anchor to this market parallels the national labor market, and that is what's driving this market is education and healthcare. They're the really strong push, and it's noticeable. Usually you don't see those two often working as tandem. We got a big response from those two sectors, which we usually don't get. They kind of covered for the decrease in manufacturing and the engineering services. So that's interesting. We have some sectors that are very cautious or finally have run out of steam. Government's down, but I didn't get very many responses from federal government this year, which, given the situation in Washington, is not surprising, even though maybe local areas that have major federal offices are probably seeing a push quietly for hiring. So it was government, Nonprofits, which have had a magnificent run over this 10 years, really cooled off. I'm not quite sure why. They may have just competitive. They may not, the change in tax policy and not being able to itemize deductions may have driven money out of their away from them, and so they've had to be very cautious. Accommodating and food services may be responding to some of the downturn in consumer confidence that we've seen over this summer, and sectors that are probably in front of this tariff situation, trade war thing, like wholesale, which is the entry point for most imported goods, is and transportation are down, the logistics part of transportation. But other than that, we've seen some good signs. Construction is particularly in non-residential heavy construction is up. Finance has bounced back. The banks are in. Insurance is driving that, but finance. We just see some cloudiness only in the professional services, portfolio management for individuals. And that has been cued to me as some changes in some of the laws and requirements around that sector. They've kind of hired differently. But otherwise, across the board, we're in pretty good shape.
Well, I'm talking about the state of the job market for college grads with Dr. Phil Gardner. He's the author of Michigan State University's annual largest in the nation survey of employers. And so, Phil, it sounds like a decent job market as usual, but I think we want to remind people, like you've said, though, for students and parents alike, you still don't wait till that last semester as a senior to get going, right? The job market begins really as a freshman, right?
Job market begins as a freshman, and certainly in a year like this, if you're a senior, you don't want to wait into the spring because you don't know what's going to happen with the climate of the economy. As I mentioned in the report this year, I was really trying to see if there were any signs that things might go off the rail, because if you go back historically, in 1999, 2000, that fall survey was really optimistic, and then the whole train collapsed and went off rail and sunk in January with Enron going down. And then the 2007, 2008, even though that there was inklings of trouble in the banking sector, nobody knew how far it went. And they were still very positive going in the fall. And then it wasn't in November and everything came off. And so I wanted to see if there were signs. I don't see any of those signs. But for a student, the ability to position yourself for what you want to achieve in as far as a career begins from day one, and you can't just wait until the last year to try to put it all together. Employers are looking for people that have done more reflection and have done more engagement and have done and understand what all those pieces mean. As they try to, that's why you see all majors out there, is because they're trying to find people that are combining their understanding their academic discipline with other disciplines, with gaining these broad skills that we talk about all the time. It goes back to what we've talked about over and over again. It's the T-shaped professional, and it seems to have gained resonance around the country a lot more, a little more quiet about it at Michigan State, but it is occurring on campus in different pockets.
Well, let me ask you about that, because in past conversations, we've talked about employers, regardless of industry, looking for a couple of things, these T-shaped skills and what people refer to sometimes as soft skills. How do they compare, and how are both evolving?
Basically, it's just a matter of vocabulary and trying to straighten out that everybody's talking about the same thing. But the T-shape means that you have the depth of knowledge and mastery of your discipline combined with ability to take on problems in an interdisciplinary team. So you're willing to understand and dialogue and work with other disciplines. That requires you to have a different set of skills, part of them are the soft skills. So the advanced communication skills, project management, teamwork, critical thinking. And those are what we call boundary spanning skills, because not only are you going to work across disciplines, you're going to cross business functions, across organizational boundaries because you have clients. You're going to walk around political boundaries, cultural boundaries, nation-state boundaries. So you have to navigate, and so you have to have a different set of skills. And so in the T, they're called boundary spanning. In fact, The industry is really getting tired of calling them soft skills because they imply an image of the doughboy. You know,
makes sense. Yeah.
And so I was at a meeting after our talk last year, so it was later in the last year, where were some leading HRs from some big companies were there, and a couple of them said, well, we're talking about these now as the power skills. And that's resonating somewhat with that, because these are the skills that once you get in the door,
they give you power.
They give you they give you the access. They give you the ability to negotiate, and they stand out. So they're the power skills in the career, and they will soon become to dominate. There's a lot of discussion every time where I go about, well, you hear from employers all the time that the academic major isn't necessary the strength anymore. And that's, you've got to listen to who's saying that. you know, the AAC and you did a great report. They're the ones that kind of pushed this, but they're talking to CEOs and upper level management. And when those people talk, when they look around the people they need skills, they're not looking for majors. They're looking for these people that are T-shaped and have these broader skills. But when you're down entry level, and you're hiring, and your hiring managers are trying to satisfy line managers or supervisors that have specific assignments to fill, the door is still keeper is that you have, they're looking for different skills. Now they're getting better at that. They're more universal in echoing that majors don't matter. But if you're going to be a nurse, you got to have a nursing degree.
Well,
if you're going to have an engineer, you got to start an engineer, realizing that probably by 10 years out, 60% of in an engineering class are no longer working in engineering. They're somewhere else in the organization.
Well, the majors,
but they won't move unless they have those T abilities.
The major's always been important. It's just that the power skills are equally as important
equally
now, right?
Important.
Is that a way to look at it?
Yeah, that's right. And that gives the advantage and it's an improving advantage for students that are what we would define traditionally in the liberal arts areas, but in these school students are getting relooked at now in a much more positive way. I think this STEM thing is kind of important, but it's not as dominant, and people are saying we need a better balance. So there are avenues that these liberal arts from the social science, humanities, and other related fields can move into the way a career path and be quite successful.
Well, Phil, summarize then. What do you want people to take away from this latest 49th version of the recruiting trends report?
You know, it's amazing that we're in the 10th year of a very strong run of labor markets. It's unusual. Don't accept this as a norm and it's going to keep going. That's not how business cycles work. We're on a real extreme, and we have to be prepared that it probably will turn down at some point. But the idea is that these employers are consistent in their message that are the kind of people they want. They want these people that have engaged in experiences that have broadened them out, that they understand how they work together. We need to understand that students because the market's great means that they just can't show up and say, I'm done. Can I have my job? That doesn't work that way. They have to do the things that are expected of them. They have to have professional work experience. They should engage in different activities, and they should take the time to understand how they weave together. And I think they have to be proactive. I mean, they've got a huge amount of resources that are available now on campus, but it's really hard to consume them all, and catch if you're running out of time. So you need to do a little more planning.
Well, Phil, thanks for updating us again on the Recruiting Trends Report. That's Phil Gardner. He is the author of Michigan State University's annual Recruiting Trends Report, a look at the survey, really, of the job market for college grads. You can download it and take a look at it at CERI, that's Collegiate Employment Research Institute, CERI.MSU.edu. And if you're an MSU student, don't hesitate to start looking at careernetwork.msu.edu. Because again, Phil, be thinking about this right away and get going if you're a student.
That's good advice.
Thank you, Dr. Phil Gardner. And I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.